Bhikshu Fahai Sutra. When Bhikshu Fahai of Zhejiang City in Shaozhou first called on the patriarch, he asked, "Will you please instruct me on the sentence, 'Mind is the Buddha'?" The master said, "When one's preceding thoughts are not produced, this is mind, and when one's subsequent thoughts are not extinguished, this is Buddha. The setting up of marks is mind, and separation from them is Buddha. Were I to explain it fully, I would not finish before the end of the present age. Listen to my verse. When the mind is called wisdom, then the Buddha is called concentration. When concentration and wisdom are equal, the intellect is pure. Understand this Dharma teaching by practicing within your own nature. The function is basically unproduced. It is right to cultivate both." At these words, Fahai was greatly enlightened and spoke a verse in praise. This mind is basically Buddha. By not understanding, I disgrace myself. I know the cause of concentration and wisdom is to cultivate both and separate myself from all things. Commentary. Bhikshu Fahai, also called Wanyun, compiled and edited the Platform Sutra from the Six Patriarchs' lectures. Although I dare not say that he liked to be first, when he wrote this chapter he certainly thought, "I am the Master's number one great disciple," and consequently wrote about himself first. "Great Master," said Fahai, "I don't understand the sentence, 'This mind is Buddha. Please explain it.'" "Do not produce the former thought," said the master, "and just that is mind. Do not extinguish the latter thought, and just that is Buddha. With neither production nor extinction, the mind itself is Buddha. All appearances are set up by the mind, and if you can set up all appearances and be separate from them, that is Buddha. The mind is called wisdom, and the Buddha is called concentration. When concentration and wisdom are equal, the mind is Buddha, and Buddha is the mind. They are one substance. When thought is pure, then wisdom and concentration, mind and Buddha, are equal. If you understand the sudden teaching, you know that the Buddha is not separate from the mind, and the mind is not separate from the Buddha. Concentration is not separate from wisdom, and wisdom is not separate from concentration. You don't understand because you have accumulated bad habits for many ages. The wonderful function of the self-nature is basically unproduced and undestroyed. So when you cultivate the mind, you cultivate the Buddha. When you cultivate the Buddha, you cultivate the mind. The same applies to concentration and wisdom. You should cultivate them equally. When you don't understand, there are two, mind and Buddha. When you understand, you know that they are originally one. In cultivating concentration and wisdom, you should separate yourself from all marks.